Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 23, talking again about the Hanukkah lights. And the Gemara notes now that we say that the kindling is considered the performance of the mitzvah. If a deaf, mute, deranged person or a minor kindles it, he has accomplished nothing. But a woman may certainly kindle it, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ruled it is obligatory for a woman to kindle the Hanukkah lights because they were also involved in the same miracle. Rashi cites two explanations. The Greeks decreed that the Jewish woman be despoiled on their wedding nights by the Greek hegemon, and because a woman, Yehudas, the daughter of Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, played a crucial role in the Hanukkah story by killing the Greek general after getting him drunk. So the idea here, what we can learn from here, is that everybody should participate, everybody should be involved, even if they don't get the halachic parameters, even if they don't get the halachic obligation or the halachic fulfillment, they should still be involved in the mitzvah, be osik in the mitzvah, and be participating in the mitzvah. Even if you have little kids, even if you have people that are not fully there, even if you have people that are not able to hear or fully see what's or fully comprehend what's going on, we still want them to be involved. We still want them to be participating in the mitzvah, especially the Hanukkah lights, but all mitzvahs in general. And even little children who are only a baby or one or two or three or four, not really know what's going on, we still want them to be involved. It's good chinuch. It's good education. The idea of hakel on Sukkot, when the entire nation would come to hear from the Torah, when everybody was supposed to come, even the little kids, is this idea. The whole nation is involved. Why bring little children? They have no idea what's going on, but it's so that the kids learn the importance and the emphasis of Torah, so that they're involved and they're participating in the Torah. And there was a sage, I forget which sage it was, but the mother would bring him to the Beis Medrash even when he was a tiny, tiny, tiny little infant. And you might wonder, why in the world is she bringing a tiny infant to the Beis Medrash? She doesn't know what's flying. A, when the parents bring these children, they get more reward for it, and it's as if they're training the children, and it brings nachas to the parent and brings the idea of participation, and it looks good for the parent that they're trying to educate the children. And B, on some level, it inculcates the Torah, the sounds of the Torah, the hum of the Torah, the beat of the Torah, the buzz of the Torah. The child can hear that and can be participating in it. So even if they're not fully getting the mitzvah, even if they're not fully accomplishing something, they are still accomplishing something in some level, in some aspect. So we should involve everybody, even those people that are not fully fledged or fully fit in some level, in the mitzvahs, in the different actions of this world, in order to have everyone participate and bring merit, more merit for all of us, and bring the Mashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 24 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.